Welcome to The Key, where we discuss ways to unlock efficiencies for your teams on the road. My name is Lee Adam, and I'm a mobility consultant and a vehicle program expert here at Cardata. The Key dives into strategy behind company car programs and vehicle program management. We discuss everything between day-to-day operations, spend optimization, and fair market benefits to ensure that you're using your vehicle program to its maximum potential. That's the key. In 2024, businesses have competing priorities. You're being asked to cut costs, work between tighter budgets, and every expense is being scrutinized, specifically capital cost allocation. What can you buy? What do you have to get rid of? At the same time, fairness and transparency in benefits has never been more important for HR managers specifically, and for candidates. So while leaders want higher productivity for less, workers are getting tired and asking for more flexibility. It's important to understand how you can use your vehicle program to effectively find this intersection between fairness and cost savings. Today, we'll be discussing how to build an efficient vehicle program from design all the way through to daily execution. Last episode, we talked about traditional vehicle programs. We broke down company cars and flat taxable allowances, two seemingly outdated approaches. Today, we're going to dive into a modernized alternative, vehicle reimbursement. Now, there's a lot of misconceptions about what this approach is. It's not just submitting gas receipts or maintenance bills. It's about using data to effectively pair a company's required driving expenses and driving for work requirements, of course, for an employee's role or for their mileage history, and pairing that with data-driven estimates about the real costs of driving in their area, not just fuel, but for depreciation and insurance, for example. It's not just the operating costs, but the ownership costs associated with business driving. This allows drivers to take their own car out for work, for example, and build equity and have choice in their car while being reimbursed fairly and competitively. A vehicle reimbursement program in today's context refers to pairing an IRS-approved tax-free program with simple technology solutions. This appropriately pays people for driving their own cars for work. But what's the point? Not only are these programs tax-free benefits, they're also accountable programs, meaning we're leveraging mileage and real vehicle use. It's all taken into account. And this, of course, not only streamlines costs and boosts productivity, but also ensures that payments are parallel to real need for drivers. So why do we care? Well, an effective approach enables a lot of really great solutions. First, increased accuracy. If you leverage technology paired with great programs, you can extract mileage data and avoid under an overpayment as well. You can also reduce liability through checking insurance to validate drivers have the right coverage on the road, putting them in personal vehicles that they're excited about. That pairs with tax savings. Make your business tax efficient by separating driver reimbursements from their income. In addition to simple administration, you can save time and effort by outsourcing this process. Remove lengthy admin processes month over month. Fair reimbursement is also key. Driver reimbursements are made fairly based on regional costs of driving and individual factors. This all really results in satisfied employees, reducing spreadsheets, paper logging, and really making it easy for them to drive with automatic mileage capture. Sounds ideal, but how do we do it? Let's think about this in three steps, all the way from design of vehicle program to effective daily use. Step one is design. Think about your business needs and work with a vehicle reimbursement partner and expert to design really a customized IRS compliant program that uses tax-free alternatives that best suit your needs. Fuel that program with real market data. Mind relative to your driver's geographical locations and selected vehicle types. Now, step two, capture. Leverage new driver software tools and manager analytics to effectively capture and report mileage and SLAs for productivity and spend allocation. And lastly, pay. Pay drivers tax-free directly in their bank accounts using a fully managed solution. Now, this approach, when paired with proactive program management and effective auditing, is how you unlock operational efficiencies and can save over 30% while paying your employees fairly. Let's start with step one, design. Now, there are really three IRS compliant, tax-free vehicle reimbursement options. And now selection is gonna depend on your needs as a business, your goals, and your driver's habits. Now let's start with the most basic approach, cents per mile, or CPM for short. This is a basic variable-only approach. Businesses may choose to pay any amount, tax-free up to the IRS standard rate, which in 2024 is 67 cents per mile, and they attach this to a mileage sum to pay for every business mile driven. So when pairing a CPM payment to effective reporting and accountable mileage tools, reimbursements are very, very simple. Traceable, tax-free. This is typically ideal for an occasional driver or someone who's spending less than 5,000 miles per year on the road. The IRS standard rate, although easy for an occasional driver, doesn't necessarily take into account the fluctuations in the cost of living, such as maintenance and fuel. It's just that, a national average, evaluated each year. This means that some drivers will get way more than they need, and others will take home a lot less. So let's think about it from the low and the high ends of the spectrum. Say you have two field reps. One has a really small territory, and the other has a huge one. Say person number one is driving a healthy, 6,000 miles per year. So at the IRS standard rate, at 67 cents per mile, as we mentioned, they would take home approximately $335 per month. In some states, would that cover the business portion of their insurance? Would it cover their gas? Maybe. In others, maybe not. Could be limited. But if we take in driver number two, let's call them a road warrior, a high mileage driver, this driver has an extremely large territory. They're covering a huge geographical area. And say they drove 40,000 annual miles, they'd receive over $2,200 a month, almost $27,000 per year. Maybe you could buy a new car with that. Do you think that mirrors their real costs? I'm not sure. And that's the challenge with this rate. It's great. It's very well calculated for the occasional driver, someone jumping in their car to run a work errand. But for our daily reps, it over and under delivers because it's not designed to be used in every situation. That's why different tax-free options exist. Think of cents per mile as an occasional driver approach. The second vehicle reimbursement type is tax-free car allowance, or accountable car allowance, you might hear. It's associated with IRS Publication 463. This is an alternative method of reimbursement that allows companies to offer simple flat allowances to drivers without the compliance regulations or complexities that are sometimes associated with more flexible, robust alternatives. This can be eligible to be 100% tax-free relative to the driver's reported mileage. Now, for most companies with an active field team, the star of the show is fixed and variable rate reimbursement, or FAVR. It's best suited for high mileage drivers. FAVR is the most common approach for personal vehicles, as it's widely considered the most fair for both the employer and the employee. Why? The data-driven nature of this approach. Rates are created using market cost database technology to help assign drivers rates relative to the real cost of driving in their specific area, right in their zip code. FAVR rates are built off a standard vehicle type, or a base model, designed using the type of car or vehicle rather that a company depicts is required to do the job, determined by the company. Now, once that's selected, drivers are reimbursed based on these standard vehicle costs determined as required by the company, but relative to their location. So let's break it down. Again, FAVR stands for fixed and variable reimbursement. Think about this as a strategy for reimbursement that effectively leverages geographical and vehicle-specific information that influences a person's driving expenses. It essentially uses this information to prove to the IRS very granularly that every bit of money you're giving your employees for driving for work is directly attributed to cost, as defined by the business. This reimbursement is broken down into two payments, fixed and variable. Starting with fixed. Fixed is the business use percentage of ownership costs. Fixed costs, meaning you have to own the car, therefore you incur costs for ownership. The fixed portion is designed to cover the business associated costs with ownership. That includes things like depreciation, insurance, license and registration fees, and any relevant taxes. Now, on the variable side, of course, it's going to depend on the location of the driver and is associated relatively with the operating expenses of driving for work. As you drive, you put more mileage on your car, your costs go up. Thus, it is applied on a per mileage basis. It's variable. The variable component reimburses for fuel, maintenance, and tires. That's fixed and variable. Now, when breaking down payments like this, you're ensuring appropriate coverage of ownership costs in a fixed format without necessarily overpaying for ownership by lumping this into a variable estimate. Whereas the variable costs are truly reflected in use. You drive more, you pay for fuel more, you get reimbursed more. It's the perfect balance between ensuring no underpayment and also no overpayment. Favor has the ability to be completely tax-free regardless of the IRS standard rate. Now, if you designed your program right, taking into account what you want to accomplish as a business, what you want to accomplish as a person and a leader, and what your drivers want to accomplish, in addition to industry standards and traditional mileage, you'll build a program suitable for growth. You'll capture tax waste or previously wasted spend and strategically redistribute it to you, to your drivers, to your business. You'll also be using market data to keep your drivers happy. Now that we've effectively designed our program, let's look at the next step. Step two, capture. In order to really understand your driver's needs and to keep your program up to date, we need to capture mileage. The goal here is to leverage technology for a simple yet robust data-driven approach to reimbursement. So this starts by capturing real driver trip data when on the road for work. It's very important to ensure operational efficiency and, again, spend allocation. Traditionally, these tools include simple mileage capture application on a smartphone, acting as a trusted companion for your people, your drivers on the road. So features and capabilities of these tools may include automated GPS-based mileage capture tools, which will allow you to generate defensible business records with real driver routes, for example. Flexible trip capture options to support driver preference, meaning if you want to set a preset work schedule and, you know, allow your app to turn on tracking automatically or turn it on yourself, whether you want your drivers to be able to add trips manually using point-to-point additions. Never miss a mile, their way. Simple trip classification is also possible to differentiate between business trips and personal trips with the click of a button. Some applications also have auto submissions at the end of the month, having seamless integrations with reporting tools that allow a really smooth transition when looking to get paid at the end of the month. Drivers never miss out on earned dollars. In addition to this, drivers can monitor their earned payments relative to their monthly rates and submit their insurance within the technology. That's the full service approach. This is often designed to make compliance, accountability, and receiving that tax-free benefit as easy as it can be for drivers and for administrators and managers. So when paired with cloud-based reporting or business intelligence, it can be really simply funneled into comprehensible reports. So as drivers submit mileage, managers can audit trips, view trip maps, see driver trends, and adjust mileage prior to approving payments. For example, the tool might identify the top five drivers and the bottom five drivers relative to mileage. This can be applied to territory size adjustments and audits, assist with route planning in addition to trip mapping for optimization or measuring against account visit SLA, or adding customer lists of pre-saved stops. The opportunities to leverage this business intelligence is endless. Not to mention you can check insurance compliance to further limit risk. Effective mileage capture and driver route capture enables cost reduction and positive productivity outcomes by letting your workers do what they do best and not worry about their car programs. Simple tools keep them on the road and with customers more efficiently. Mileage tracking apps have actually been shown to save drivers a full week of work per year versus any manual mileage capture methods. Access to this captured data also allows you to make strategic edits to your program. You can change driver assignments, make edits to the inputs as the market climate shift, boosting productivity through satisfaction and accountability through robust operations reporting. Now you've seen how to design a reimbursement program, how to capture and edit with tech tools. Now it's time to close the loop and execute on the payment. Step three, pay. Drivers can now execute their daily tasks and feel confident that their tax repayment is coming month over month. It's reliable, it's a full service process. Now, as important as it is to design your program effectively the first time, the work doesn't really stop there. Even once you've effectively launched your program, it's important to have strategic benchmarks and KPIs in place. Consider what's important to you. Consider what's important to your drivers and edit as necessary. Lean on your partner to help. No two companies are the same. As we mentioned, you know, many companies have compounding goals: save money, pay drivers more, be fair, cut costs. But whether it's a favor program, a cents per mile program, or something in between, vehicle reimbursement programs will optimize your business. This has been The Key. We'll see you next time. Drive safe.